So it's August the 2nd, and it's time for bed. And I'm just ready to crash out now. But I just didn't want to go to bed without sharing something which I discovered today. I was reading about NASA and a study that they did about the throughput, daily throughput, how much you actually consume and what your output is, so what comes in and what goes out. Now, if you take on board the three things that you consume, which are food, fluids and air, and from that, if you were to weigh it all, the average person, it would be about 13.5 pounds, 14 pounds. It's about a stone of weight per day is incoming. Now, what goes out is equal to that, bar a little small amount, which is due to calories, but it doesn't come out in the same way that it goes in, obviously. The actual solids are minuscule in comparison. A lot of that gets converted to water, and you lose that as sweat. You lose it by actually going to the toilet, and also quite a lot comes out as carbon dioxide. But you lose about a stone a day in one form or another. So therefore, if you chose to not eat, not take on fluids for the day, and overexert yourself, you can dramatically affect your weight from a day-to-day basis, which would explain the massive fluctuations I've had in my weight over the last week, which is why, getting back to what I was saying yesterday about consistency, being consistent gives you the only true way to actually measure, you know, the effects of this. Having said that, over time, you know, consistency, a downward trend, you know, will show itself. But over the course of the month, I've not lost that much, really. And I couldn't work out why, but I think I've uncovered why now. Anyway, over and out. Just when I say I haven't lost that much, I don't know I've lost, because my intake and outtake and activity levels are so variable. That's the whole thing. It can be anywhere within a stone. Now, it's a bit extreme, but you could potentially lose a stone in a day if you didn't eat or drink for the whole day and you overexert yourself, which I think is quite remarkable. Okay, this really is over and out now.